loves my podcast. You're listening to Mood Swings by Robert Leckington. And this is episode number 8. It's been a long time since I'd done a last show. I haven't really had much to talk about. I had finished up school. I was finishing up a film. You know, it's been since the new year. I think the rule was that last time I did a podcast was in either July or August of 2014. You know, and at that time I was talking about pod fading, which is pretty much what I have been doing since I kind of got frustrated with the, around the 6th show or something like that. I was trying to come up with different things to talk about. I originally wanted to get this podcast into, like, we're talking about movies and film and food and music and things like that, not just about me and where I've been and where I come from and all that stuff, but, you know, it just turned out that way. And really, I mean, I'd like to make this a full-featured podcast where, you know, you've got, like, sound effects and bumpers and all different kinds of things to make it a professional show, you know. And if I don't really have anything to talk about, then it's not really worth making it. I also was doing it in a way to get familiar with podcasting because being a communications major, I was wanting to get into radio, and it's a good way of practicing to basically just get into all that. You know. So, with this being a mobile podcast, I've always made sure to at least, you know, make it as real as possible. You know, that's why you hear sounds in the background, like my air conditioner from my car, or the road noise, turning the blinker on, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's what makes a mobile podcast a real podcast, in my opinion. It's a way to make it as real as possible. So, yeah, I'm going to be getting into another class. It's a master's degree at the University of Southern California. It's an online class that I'm taking. It's called Masters of Communications Management, and it deals a lot with business and that kind of thing. So one of the things that this class is going to teach me is basically being able to take a business and turn their communications division into something that will help market them. So, you know, learning a lot about press relations and that kind of thing, social media, a lot of that in this course. So, anyway, while I'm driving, I have to pay attention to what's going on around me. I've got cops making sure that they don't see me with this microphone in my face. Otherwise, I'll get pulled over and get a ticket, that kind of thing. That's not good. Yeah, I mean, I'm working full-time, trying to get out and do things, you know? I mean, get out and experience. Been trying to get into photography again, I have been taking pictures of like historical marker signs here in New Jersey. They're all over the place because this is basically where the cradle of the United States had come from, or is, or whatever. And I'm trying to get as much historical information as I can, pictures included, because, you know, I mean, I love history. You know, but to be honest with you, I really don't consider myself to be a professional photographer. I just take pictures of the things that I see. I think that it would be good to get into a photography class. I know there's a photography class that's it's an online class. It's called the New York Institute of Photography, and it's a what do you call it, like a do it at your own pace kind of thing. You know, you get a certification at the end of the class saying that you passed, that kind of thing, and it teaches you all about photography, so maybe that might be something that I'd get into. I mean, I've been talking about it for a while, taking a photography class, but the New York Institute of Photography seems like it would probably be the best place for me to actually take the class, so that's another thing. Got to get a really good lens. Right now, I've got a kit lens, and then I've got a 50mm prime lens. It's a 1.8 f-stop, which is, it's a decent enough camera, but from what I understand, the smallest f-stop you can get, it's the better of the image quality kind of thing. So there are manufacturers, like Sigma is a manufacturer of really good quality lenses that I was actually considering buying a couple of them. I need to get a really good telephoto lens, which I'm leaning towards getting a telephoto lens that has an internal zoom rather than an external zoom, because when you adjust the focus in the See, there's another reason why I need to take a class so I can understand what the different names of the different functions are. But when you adjust the camera lens, it either moves forward or comes back depending on which direction you turn the ring on the lens itself. But most lenses that are cheap enough actually have an external zoom, which makes the zoom part stick out of the camera, which I really don't like. I would rather have a lens that has an internal zoom. That way it protects the zooming function and keeps it clean on the inside. Just a preference of mine, but you know, I'm leaning more and more towards that. And those lenses are a little more expensive, so I gotta consider that when I go and buy one. But from what I understand, there's a bunch of different manufacturers, and even though Sigma is really good for fine quality photos, from what I understand, when it comes to telephoto and sports types lenses, they're not really all that great. But that's just from an opinion from what I have gotten from a couple of different people. I mean, I need to do some experimenting of my own to find out which is probably going to be the best lens for that. But I need a good telephoto lens to take sports, landscape type photos and things like that. My 50mm lens is really good for taking pictures of signs and stuff like that. And then, you know, if I'm in a position where I can't get a good enough shot, the kit lens really does well, but not sort of the type of lens that's good for long distance. It's only in 18 to 55 range, millimeter range, so not as good as, say, like a, you know, a 55 to, or even a 70 to 200 or a 70 to 300 zoom. I mean, that's a banging lens, so that might be the next big purchase that I get for the camera, is the 70 to 200 or the 70 to 300 zoom lens. So anyway, enough about the photography part. Let's talk about something new. Maybe in the next episode we can talk about that, because, you know, at this point, like I have in the past, I'm just rambling on, talking about stuff that's really got no meaning other than the fact that it means more to me than it does to you. So maybe we can share that, and I don't know, next episode, what do you think? You can always drop me a line. I'm at robertleckington@gmail.com. You can always go to my website at robertleckington.com. That's my official site. Facebook, I have a fan site, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's more of a public page, and that's facebook.com/Robert B as in boy, Lec 1, the number 1 on the end. And I'm on practically a lot of social media, so I'm sure if you just look up my name, you'll be able to see, you know, a bunch of the different places that I'm associated with. You know, I try and keep most of my personal views and things like that to my personal page. I have a journal that I just started, so I'm going to even try and keep most of that stuff to myself, because, you know, when you're a public person and you're putting your stuff out there, people don't really want to hear the what your political views are, unless, you know, you're somebody that's important that people pay attention to. But at this point, I'm just trying to get into the industry. I'm not trying to alienate myself, so, you know, I'll keep my views to myself until I can come up with, or at least until I can become a famous person, and in that way I can say whatever I want, I guess. I don't know. But I'm in the market for an agent or a manager, or maybe an agent and a manager. But if I continue the way I have been in the past, I probably would just get alienated, because they don't want to hear that kind of stuff. So anyway, those are the websites you can check me out at. You know, if you have any questions, drop me a line. If you have something that you want me to promote, I can do that too. I've always said that. I'd love to be able to get somebody to do another bumper for me. I had Scott do one a couple episodes ago, and that was kind of fun, you know, just get people to recognize you. And so hopefully maybe, you know, get some interviews. I'd love to do an interview, man. I've been wanting to do an interview for a long time. My buddy Robert Youngren, who's an actor, gave me my first break as far as working on a film once he had already seen the stuff that I had done with Scott Goldberg, the original stuff that I did for the Mirai film. And I wanted to interview him because his short that I was involved with was submitted to a couple of film festivals. And I don't know how well it did, but, you know, I mean, because he did that for me, I wanted at least interview him and find out, you know, just exactly who he is and, yeah, where he's come from, that kind of thing, what he likes and all that type of stuff. You know, all the kind of stuff that you would interview somebody for. So that's the major plan, and I'm hoping that maybe next time I can get that done. So I've got a new recording device, which you're hearing my recording through now, so hopefully it'll last long and do well for me. And I hope you like it too. So I will see you guys next time. Take it easy and good night.